Now we are going to comment on the Innovation Award, as always we do it every month. And we are going to start by the nominees of July 2015, in this case of JavaScript. We had like five nominees, and Arthur, which ones would you like to comment? Oh, there is one that you should comment.
Yeah, well, one of the packages I want to comment is actually my package. Not that I'm thinking it's the best or something, but just I would probably know the most about it to share with you. And it's a JavaScript mobile app detection. And basically what it does, it allows you to detect if user has an app installed on your iOS or Android phone. So how it works is that apps have some custom URL schemes that they could register to the device. And when someone tries to open that custom URL scheme, it would open your app and passing data to it. And many websites use it. For example, providing links on the website that you click on, you would go to that specific app's specific section, like for a news reading app, for example. Problem is that if user does not have your app installed, the link would go nowhere. It would simply show the error. So what my class does, it tries to detect if the app is installed and it opens, or there is an error, and then it could redirect to user's specific platform, either to iOS store or Android Google Play store to your application. So yeah, you are not losing your readers by clicking on the by providing custom URL scheme links in your page.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you detect it by catching an error when trying to open the application.
Yes, something like that. It's a little more complex. There are different things to handle in different browsers for different platforms. For example, for some reason, Google decided that Chrome should not open URL schemes directly, but use intent scheme to open other schemes, and you need to work around that. And there are many things that I needed to work around to make it work.
That's very useful class. Yeah, and okay, what else?
The next one I want to comment is a multifunctional file reader by something new. There it is, Andrew Stoth from Hungary. And what this class does, it allows, we all know that with HTML5 we have a little more what we can do with files around the files, especially the drag and drop file upload that I see many websites are using. And this class exactly provides it. It allows you to set, I don't know if there is a demo. Yeah. So it allows you to set some HTML element on which you click, it would open a file upload dialog, or you can drag and drop a file. And I just opened in my other window, I think. Yeah. Or drag and drop a file and it will allow the upload. So it's a simple package that does this one cool feature. And Andres, he did not get yet the price, probably. Not yet.
Yeah. Well, on my behalf, I also like to comment on a few packages. Let me start. By this one, but first I need to share the screen. Well, this one is a package that manages a chat room. So it has two sides, the client side and the server side. And it uses Node.js on the server side and Socket.io to, if possible, we use WebSockets. And this is an interesting package by a friend of Joseph Brunner. Basically, he is the winner of the month, because it provides a complete chat-based system that did not exist before. So congratulations to France. France did not want to pick a prize. Is participating, it was just for the fun of participating. The next package that I want to comment is called Mongo Filter. It allows you to filter a collection of items using the MongoDB syntax. So it has supports a set of operators that allows you to define criteria to traverse a collection of elements, objects, and you define conditions with the operators like these that you see here. And this package was developed by Jonathan Gotti from France. And for this, he has picked one book of choice by PACT. Finally, the other one that I wanted to comment is called Temporary Disposable Email Address Validator. And it's a package by Suresh Kumar from India. Basically, it can look at the domain of an email address, for instance, that you enter in a form, and if it is known to be of a temporary disposable email address provider, you can reject it, so you don't accept, for instance, users registering with your with temporary addresses. And for this, Suresh picked a book from O'Reilly. Now moving on with the just commenting the current ranking of Innovation Award. Unfortunately, the JS classes doesn't have many authors participating, so the rankings are more or less the same. Basically, Anders Toth is ahead with 23 points and 6 packages, but now is followed closely by Suresh Kumar with 4 packages and 13 points, Jackson Alton 2 packages and 9 points, Diego LaMonica and Stefan Chapman and Arthur Sosius are now tied with 8 points in 4th place. Dusan Boskic, Gianluca Ferrari are tied with 7 points. And finally, Everton, De Rosa, and Franz Josef Brunner are tied in 9th place with 6 points. By countries, things are more or less equivalent because apart from a few countries, most countries only have one participant. In this case, Hungary is ahead with 6 points, 6 packages and 23 points. India with 6 packages and 20 points follows in 2nd place. In 3rd place, United States with 3 packages and 10 points. Then comes France with France is tied with Australia, Latvia, and Italy with 8 points. And they are followed by Serbia and Netherlands with 7 points, and Brazil is in 10th place with 6 points and 1 package. So now we are going to move on to the Innovation Award of PHP. And we are going to comment on the winners of July that were nominated in August, and in September results come out. So Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Yeah, so there are a couple of ones I like the most. One is of them is definitely PHP Sentiment Analyzer by Samuel Adesina from Nigeria, and it's AI, artificial intelligence package, where you can train a set of data to recognize the sentiment in the text, either it would be positive or negative. And I actually tried it and it works pretty great. as I understood from examining the code, use. I think there is actually a tutorial about it, right? On the.
Yeah, that actually we already commented about it because it was published in the other month.
Yeah, so if you want to know how it works, go and read out the tutorial that written and published.
If you click on the package blog link, you find the tutorial articles.
Yeah, so there are even two parts. So really good package, really works great. And if you need some kind of AI test, text testing for positive, negative feedbacks, this package would go great. And go and read how it works here.
Yes, actually it's from Samuel Adeshinan, and he has been sending great contributions, not just this one.
And he got one book of choice by PACT for this package. And next one I want to comment is a package called PHP Favicon Generator by Dmitry Mamontov from Russia. And apart from generating a Favi egg icon for your website, probably see an example. It's quite a simple function call that draws, creates the image. So apart from simply generating it, you can also generate different Favi icons for different platforms, like for Android or for Apple or for Microsoft, and stuff like that. So that's why I found this package really cool. And Dmitry got a 1 year server license IP to country for this package. Next one I would want to comment is a PHP CSV to data dictionary developed by Dave Smith from United States. And this package can take comma separated data and generate queries to insert the data into the database. Dave got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package.
Yeah, that is interesting package because it allows you to recreate a database, including with the right types, by looking at a CSV file. So if a column looks like it only has integers, it creates an integer column. So it is an interesting package.
Oh yeah, then it's better than I thought it would simply take headers and as a row names and generate. Yeah, if it's also database type checking, that's great. Next package I wanted to comment on is MessNathan SuperObject, developed by André Roque Felipe from Portugal, and it was really, really hard to understand what this package does exactly. I went through documentation to see, and it seems it could create the structure from a multi-level array that you pass, and it would create the structure with setters, getters, and type checking for the properties that you have passed. So correct me if I'm wrong. I think it does something like that.
It's basically a package that lets you set and get variables or call objects in different ways, because PHP lets you. If you look below, there is the README file with example code. And there are many ways to achieve the same thing, and it provides all those means in a super object, let's call it so. It is interesting whether you use it, whether you adopt any thing used here or not. It's up to you, but it is always interesting for you to study how you can achieve the same thing in different ways. Probably you prefer some way that you didn't know.
It could be used for object relational mapping or XML file structuring.
Yeah, why not?
It generates getters and setters based on the key value of the array that you passed. So
yeah,
so that's interesting, really. It was really hard to understand at first, but that's really interesting package. And Andre got PHP Storm ID, personal permanent license for this package. Next one I wanted to comment is PHP Multi-Captcha, developed by Samir Shelavale from India. And this package uses, I think it uses different services for capture, and it will, you provides you with an ability to provide, easily integrate easily different captures into your website. So you, as you see, you have to set up a domain and site key for some of them, of course, but it easily allows you to integrate the services, and you can switch between them. So your user does not get used to single capture, or bots probably do not learn the single capture. So that was really interesting. If you need to implement captures, you can use this and then switch services easily. And Samir got source guarding PHP encoder tool for this package. And next one, next package I wanted to comment is Windows Service PowerShell Remoting. At first, I did not understand why PHP package, but I don't know if it's mentioned here, but it allows you to execute PowerShell commands or scripts through PHP. It was developed by Mostafa Abd El-Hamid from Egypt. Yeah,
it's basically, I'm not a Windows user, but from what I understood, it allows you to start and shut down services in other Windows machine in the same network.
Yeah, so
probably I'm not being accurate, but since I'm not a Windows user, I hope I have an excuse.
Yeah, okay. I also have not used PowerShell, but if someone needs to, it would be useful. And Mostafa got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. I think that's all on my part.
Okay, on my behalf, I would like to also comment on several packages. The first one I would like to comment, it's interesting because several things. One is that this package developed by Eustáquio Rangel de Oliveira from Brazil, he developed a package that is ORM, but it's another package. It's called TORM. He created a package that basically allows you to add capabilities to index the records in the database table that is being mapped to objects, using Elasticsearch. That's one curious aspect. That's very interesting. You use a database, but then we index it with Elasticsearch for searching purposes.
Exactly.
And the other aspect is that this package actually implements a trait. And the trait is basically piece of code that you can insert in any other class to add certain features. You don't need to inherit from it. You just use that trait. So this trait could be used in many classes, many ORM classes. So that's a very interesting idea. Eustáquio did not want to pick a prize. It just participating for fun, which is always great. So moving on to the next package that I wanted to comment is called Pimped Apache Status. It is to display the current request that is being handled by an Apache server. It was developed by Axel Hahn from Switzerland, and this package provides a nicer user interface. I don't know if you ever seen the status module of Apache. It shows you the requests, but it's quite ugly user interface. It's very confusing.
Is there a screenshot?
Sorry?
Is there a screenshot? Do you know?
Yes. There are several screenshots. This is way nicer than the Apache status module provides, and this is not only useful but also nicer.
Also beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations to Axel. Axel also did not want to pick a prize. So moving on to the next package. This one is from somebody that calls himself Tyrexius, but in reality his name is Tyler Heske from Canada. And this package does something that is useful by many mailing systems that send many packages to see which users have opened the emails that were sent. It generates tracking pixels, and when the URLs of those tracking pixels are open, it records an information in a database. In this case, we use SQLite using PDO, so it can be faster. And this is interesting. Tyler also did not pick a prize, so moving on to the next package, which is called PHP Royal Mail Barcode Checksum Generator. This is something specific to the United Kingdom. Is to generate barcodes for checking, to generate the valid codes for postal codes used in postal mail in the UK. And this one was developed by Sharon Moore from the UK, exactly. Moving on to the next package, this one is called Package Builder. It was developed by Wap Morgan from Russia, and he developed a package that goes into a Composer repository, extracts all files, and builds an RPM or a DAB package for distributing that package, installing that package in a Linux distribution. So this can also be interesting when you are building projects to distribute in Linux.
Please do the same for Node.js.
maybe if you search a bit, there is already somebody that developed a solution.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And basically covered all packages. So now let's see how are the rankings of the Innovation Award by winners. By individuals. Dave Smith is ahead, well ahead, with 9 packages and 88 points, and followed by Matthew Knowlton, also for the United States, with 4 packages and 53 points. Then Dmitry Mamontov with 4 packages and 42 points, and then Samuel Alcino with 3 packages and 35 points. Gali Ahmed with 3 packages and 26 points follows in 5th place. Then Wap Morgan with 5 packages and 24 points from Russia in 6th place. In 7th place, we have 3 authors tied with 22 points: Alessio Felicioni, Till Wiwaski, then 10. And finally, Mustafa Abel Ahmed with 2 packages and 19 points. This is the ranking by author. By country, the United States is well ahead in the competition with 15 packages, 149 points. And it is followed by Russia with three packages, or 13 packages in 99 points. Russian is also doing well, but it's still a bit lagging. Then Nigeria with five packages in 50 points. Then Germany with seven packages in 45 points. Then India with five packages in 40 points. Egypt, four packages in 36 points. Tunisia with four packages in 32 points. Spain, three packages in 29 points. France, three packages in 36 points. And finally, Italy with two packages in 22 points. So this year, there have been a lot of great contributions that contributed with many packages being nominated and earning many points to the winners in their countries. So far, it's going well.